At the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, Torah tells us, "Ve'ela ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem." The Parsha begins with the letter Vav. Not these are the Mishpatim, but rather, and these are the Mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. And Rashi, quoting Chazal, comments on this letter Vav. And he writes as follows. Kol makom shenemar eile, pasal es harishonim. Anytime something begins with eile, these, that's in opposition to what happened beforehand. There were those and now there are these. It's different than what happened earlier. Ve'eile, but every time it says ve'eile with a vav, mosif al harishonim. It's coming to add on to what was said earlier. So what is Ve'ela HaMishpatim coming to add on? Says Rashi, Ma Rishonim Misinai, Af Elu Misinai. Just like whatever we read in Parshas Yisrael, primarily the Aseres HaDibros, came from Sinai, so too, these are also from Sinai. The question is, why would I have thought any differently? Why would I have thought that Mishpatim isn't from Sinai? And I think the answer is very straightforward. Everybody understands that when you have a religion and it comes to what we call ritual law, that has to be based on whatever the religion is based on. So where do the rules and regulations and the mitzvos of Shabbos come from? Of Kibbutz Avim, of the Isur of Avodah Zarah, of other mitzvot, we have Kashrus, and we have Bris Milah and Pidyon HaBen, and all the ritual laws that we have, we understand that this comes from Sinai. But now in Mishpatim, we're talking about civil law. We're talking about what happens when a person's ox causes damage, what happens when I cause damage, what happens with a thief, what happens with somebody who's supposed to be guarding something and doesn't do his job correctly, somebody who's borrowed something and it gets destroyed or ruined and doesn't return it. So in all these rules and regulations of civil law, I might have said, well, this doesn't have to come from Sinai. This is something that, you know, a bunch of people who are intelligent can get together and write a civil code, write a penal code. They do it in every country. Comes along the Torah and says, no, our dinim are different. Our mishpatim are different. Our mishpatim of gneva, of gzela, of shomrim, of mazikin, they're not man-made dinim. Even these dinim come from Sinai. Not only does our ritual law come from Sinai, but even our civil law comes from Sinai. And that's why the Torah begins with ve'eila ha-mishpatim. But really, if you take a look at the corpus of Torah, there's one additional element that comes from Sinai. Not only ritual law, not only civil law, but something else as well. Pirkei Avos. We're all familiar with Pirkei Avos. And the Mishnayos, to a great extent, talk about ethical behavior. What's appropriate ways for people to behave. A lot of good moral ethics we can find in Pirkei Avos. And what's the opening mishnah of Pirkei Avos? Doesn't seem to have to do anything with Pirkei Avos. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'masar liYeshua v'Yeshua laZakenim v'Zakenim laNeviim u'Neviim misar laAnshei Knesset HaGdolah. And then Emamu Shlosh Advarim. Okay, why do we need the entire history? Say, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Amru Shlosh Advarim. Says Rabbi Avadya Mibar Tanura, in his opening comment on Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah miSinai. Says many, many nations write books of ethics, of etiquette, of proper morality. So we also have one. But ours is different. Ours comes from Sinai. Even our moral behavior, even our ethical behavior, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to leave it up to us just to come up with ideas of our own. Even that is Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai and passes it on to the Mesorah, to Yoshua, to the Zikanim and the Nevi'im, the Anshei Knesset Agdola, and the Zugos, and the Tanoim, and the Amor, and v'chulei v'chulei. Because you have to be very, very careful and very, very wary when people's moral behavior is based solely on their own ideas. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't have some sort of human moral behavior that people come to on their own. Rabbeinu Yonah makes a fascinating comment on a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. And then the Mishnah says, Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. So which one comes first? It sounds like derech eretz comes before Torah. Main derech eretz in Torah. Then it says the main Torah, derech eretz. Sounds like Torah comes before derech eretz. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, in order to accept Torah, in order to be open to Torah, there has to be a certain basic derech eretz. There's a level of derech eretz that comes before Torah. The main derech eretz in Torah. But once you have Torah, there's a level of derech eretz that one can achieve once one has Torah. And that's not the same level of derech eretz that one had beforehand. There's a certain basic derech eretz that presumably all humankind should be able to achieve on its own and thereby be able to get Torah. But when one has Torah, there's a new added level of derech eretz that comes. And presumably that's the level of Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai that Pirkei Avos was talking about. And why is derech eretz that comes from Sinai so important? Recently we read a story that I had heard about a number of years ago. The story takes place in Berlin in 1936, in the fall of 1936. There's a rabbinical seminary in Berlin, the Hildesheimer Seminary, which was then headed by Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg, the famous author of the Sri Deyesh. And he invited Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Shem Yikom Damo, to come and speak to the Talmidim in the rabbinical seminary. Now they had very different views about the needs of secular education. The students in the rabbinical seminary in Berlin, in addition to getting smicha, would get doctorates from the universities. Rabbi Chanan was known to be opposed to studying secular education. But nevertheless, Yaakov Weinberg had tremendous respect for Rabbi Chanan. He said to his Talmidim, he says, you have to be able to hear the other side as well, even though that's not our shita, but you should come and hear it. So Rabbi Chanan came and he spoke to the Talmidim. And he spoke a lot about his views of secular education. But he also mentioned something else about Parshat HaShavua. It's Berlin, and it's 1936. Hitler Yimach Shemo came to power in 1933. Kristallnacht will take place in 1938. World War II will break out in 1939. And now it's 1936. And Rabbi Chanan said, I want to tell you a vart on Parshat HaShavua. It was Parshat Va'era. But everybody understood that his vart on Parshat HaShavua wasn't just on Parshat HaShavua. Torah tells us in Parshat Va'era, Va'isa Misham Avram Arza Hanega Va'yeshev Ben Kadesh Ben Shur Va'yoga B'Gror, that Avram went to live in Gror for a while. Va'yom Avram al Sarah Ishto Achosihi, he says about Sarah that he's his wife, she's his sister, not his wife, similar to what he had done earlier in Mitzrayim. Va'yishlach Avimelech Melech Gror Va'yikach Sarah. Abimelech, the king, thinks that Sarah is a single girl, single woman. She's a striking beauty. She's only close to 90 years old. But he decides he wants to take her as a wife. Va'yavo Elokim al Abimelech b'chalom alayla v'yomer lo im chameis al isha she'lakacht v'hibu lasbal. Shem appears to Abimelech and says, you're going to die. She's a married woman. Gevalt. Abimelech is beside himself. He defends. He didn't know. He didn't know. In the morning, Vayashkem Avimelech Baboka Vayikra Lechol Avadavi, the Beres Kol Advrim Eila Baznayim Vayuran Hashemot, everybody was terrified. Vayikra Avimelech Lavram. Avimelech calls in Avram, Vayomelo, Ma'asisalanu, Ma'chatasi Lecha, Lach, Kieves Alei Bamamlachti Chatogdola, why did you do this? Why did you not tell us the truth? He says, I said to myself, the only thing that's not here, Rak, the only thing that's not in here in this country is Yiras Elokim. And I was afraid you would kill me. Said Rabbi Chanan, Gror was known as a country of etiquette, as a country of enlightened people, a country of great literature, of great art, great music, a country of orderliness, of things being run kaseder, of everything being done properly and on time. And everything was being done should be done. But Avram understood, if you have everything, but there isn't Yiras Elokim, they could kill me. That was the word that Rabbi Chanan said in 1936 in Germany. And years later, they interviewed one of the Talmidim who was there and heard Rabbi Chanan. And he said, when Rabbi Chanan spoke, we were very upset. Here's this Eastern European rabbi. Okay, he was a big Talmud Chach. But he's coming, and he's frightening us. Okay, things weren't so great in Germany already in 1936. They really weren't so great. But claiming that the German people will just come and kill us? Come on. We're living in such an enlightened, orderly country. Ad kedei kach. And it only took a few years before the Talmidim sadly realized. As Chazal tell us that Chacham Adif Minavi. Sometimes the Talmud Chacham has even more clarity than the Navi. Because when a person's morals and ethics are based solely on what we think is moral and what we think is ethical, things can change very rapidly. They're subject to the whims of people's idea, of statements of leaders, of whatever the new movements, new ideology in society is, and things can turn on their head in a very short period of time. And that's why Pirkei Avos begins, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. The ethical behavior that we have is not based on just what we think. It all comes from Sinai. Ve'ela ha-mishpat. Ve'ez Mosef ha'la rishonim. Just like the Aseres HaDibros are from Sinai, just like the civil laws from Sinai, so to our morality and our ethics and all of our Torah, everything is Misinai.